We're here in Indianapolis at the NFL Combine, and our very special guest is longtime NFL executive and, of course, longtime general manager of the Colts, and now does a great job on ESPN. That is Bill Polian. Bill, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Now, obviously, this thing and this event has blown up in the past few years. It's much bigger than it used to be, but has the evaluation process changed at all for the general managers and the scouts that are here?
No, actually, it's remained the same because the task is the same. You're trying to get measurables. You're trying to get medical data. Those are the two most important things. The workouts are icing on the cake, but they're not dispositive, I don't think, in many cases. But the medical and the measurables and the ability to sit down and talk to the players for 15 minutes and sometimes beyond if you can arrange extra time is really important.
Well, let's talk about the interviews, because that's one thing that you mentioned right there. What can you learn about these players in an interview here live in person that maybe you didn't know before coming into the combine?
Well, you can learn how well they handle football-type questions. The quarterbacks are the prime example. Put them on the whiteboard, ask them to explain their offense, ask them to explain their favorite concepts, what's your favorite play, how would you attack this defense or that. They can go through that pretty well. And it gives you a pretty good benchmark about how they feel and how they see things. It's not dispositive, by the way. You need longer time with them, and that's why we have the 30 visits for guys to come into the facilities where you can sit down with them for an hour or two. In our case with the Colts, we had it all done by our psychologist. She had a pre-planned series of questions that she asked that she could get in about 13 minutes, and from that she would draw some further questions if necessary, or an opinion based on that plus written tests that we'd given the players. So it's not a lot of time, and you certainly can't determine what a player's personality is, but it just gives you a little insight.
In terms of the workouts, obviously teams are very familiar with these players by watching game tape before they even set foot in Indianapolis. But is there anything they can glean from the combine or anything additional they can glean from the workouts here that maybe they didn't know from watching them over the course of the season on game tape?
I'm not sure that's entirely the case. I think you see some arm strength issues with quarterbacks, but then that's mitigated by the fact that they only make four or five throws in succession. They rarely get any rhythm going because of the nature of the way the drill's conducted. I think the best thing that coaches can glean from this is familiarity with the player's body type and familiarity with his athleticism. That you can see. Beyond that, I always cautioned our coaches not to draw any conclusions.
Is this one of the deepest drafts you've seen?
It is, because we, in essence, have another class of juniors coming in, another round of juniors coming in, if you will. Many of them are coming in way too early. They're not ready to play. We're going to be faced with, and I think this is going to be an ongoing concern, how do we develop these players who are not fully developed at the collegiate level? They have enough talent to be drafted somewhere in the seven rounds, but they don't have enough polish, finish, experience to be able to become contributors right away. That's a real problem that our industry is facing going forward.
And now with the draft being pushed back later and later, they're going to have less time at the team facilities before the season starts as well. Does that change going to affect how teams get ready for the draft, two more extra weeks of free agency, or are things going to mostly remain the same?
Well, I wish I could tell you. I'm not sure that the free agency is going to be affected all that much. I do know that these draftees are going to be affected and deleteriously. This is not good. I understand why it's being done, but it's not good for football. Because these guys will have two more weeks of getting in draft shape, i.e. the kind of measurables that we're doing out here and that they do at their pro days, and then they'll have 2 weeks additional of visits, which draws away from football conditioning. So now they come in almost on the eve of OTAs, and they're not in shape. You're asking for injuries, and I hope I'm wrong. But I'm afraid we may be running into a rash of injuries with these players because they've lost 2 weeks of conditioning that they otherwise would have had.
Final question, a little prognostication if you can for me, Bill. Giants at number 12, where do you think value might meet up with need for Big Blue?
Well, I think that there's probably going to be an offensive lineman at 12. Whether they would Giants would like him or not remains to be seen. I think there's enough depth at that position that there may be one there that they like. I think there may be a defensive back or two there that they like. And I think those would be the two positions that kind of, well, there might be a defensive lineman or two, too, at that point.
Bill, appreciate the time. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Bill Polian, NFL legend. We appreciate his time here on Giants.com. Stay tuned for continuing coverage of the Combine.